Hello, bro. Sorry, I'm a bit late.
No, that's all right.
Just
You're not
woke
late.
up.
No,
Just woke up.
you're right on time. Just woke up. Bloody musos, eh? Look at that. You got five kids. Who fed them this morning?
Out of themselves.
Oh, good. Very good. That's good parenting, Troy Kingy. Good on you, mate. Hey, I heard you talking on national radio the other day, too, about this real exciting opportunity to see your music orchestrated. And how neat that's going to be for you. You mentioned that you've had a bit of a listen to the score and arrangements that another talented Māori has put together, Mahuia Bridgman, and that you're excited by it. Mostly one of your early albums, eh? Shake Your Skinny Ass All the Way to Zygotron, that one, which is very popular. Tell us about this fusion with you and this talented... what do you call people who write scores for orchestras, Troy?
Brainy.
Brainy.
I got approached, would have been around November. Just asked if I wanted to be part of Matariki Celebrations and if I wanted to perform one of my albums with the APO, which is just mind-blowing to me. I never thought in a million years I'd be doing something like that. And then they asked what album I wanted to do, and Zygotron's always been the cult classic amongst my audience, so I thought, why not give them something special? And it's been 6 years since that album came out, so it's been cool revisiting these songs. And then to hear what Mahui has put together for it, it's just, I just feel special. I feel special. So I haven't sat in with the APO yet. So I don't know what it's going to feel like, you know, just playing the song, but then having this massive wall of sound behind you. It's going to give me tingles, I think. So that's next week, the APO show. And then we actually got another one in August, the 5th, down in Christchurch with the Christchurch Orchestra down there. So, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be special. Anyone looking for tickets to the Auckland show? There is none. So you're gonna have to fly down to Christchurch.
Oh, come on! We've known each other a long time. hey, let's talk about, because you know you work with musos and bands all the time. But you don't necessarily work with strings and flutes and trombones and tubas, which it's just an amazing opportunity for a muso, predominantly guitar, voice, keys, drums. You know what I'm getting at here. Do you think it'll make you feel like Pavarotti?
I don't know what it's going to do. And to be honest, I'm a little bit scared. We get into rehearsals early next week, so I'm just scared that I'm hoping that we're going to be able to stay in time with each other. It's going to be a beast to try and rein in, but, you know, they're professionals. They read the score, and they just play what they see in front of them. So hopefully, come to the end of the rehearsals, I'm going to feel solid and not like, oh no, this could fall apart at any stage. So I'm a bit scared, to be honest.
I love your honesty, Troy, as our listeners will too. But you've got every right to stand there. You know, you're quite brilliant in your songwriting skill. You know, you've got a voice that was God-given. You wrote the songs, they're your songs, and really it should be them who are those musos who should be nervous about playing with you, but I do detect your humility here. It's that makes it even extra special as an experience, not just for the audience, but for you as well, Nick.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Moments like these don't come around very often, and I've been talking to a few of my crew. You know, I've had a lot of projects the last year, and it's just like been going from project to project, and just recently thinking, you know, you got to really lap up these moments because you don't know if it's going to come around again. and you just got to be in the moment and just and not think of anything else but being in that moment. So, rehearsals aside, once we get on that stage, I'm just going to lap it up.
Well, it's have you performed with an orchestra before?
Not in this capacity. I did a thing a few years ago when they were doing children's books down in Wellington with the NZSO, and they had done scores for different books, and I don't know if you would have seen it. It's called Storytime something. If you look it up on the net, Troy King and the NZSO, just me sitting on a stage reading a kid's book, children's book, I think it was called The Bomb, and had an orchestra behind me. But yeah, this is a few steps above that, I think.
Oh, well, look, it's just been neat to be at the side somewhat, Troy, and see how your career's developed over the years. I mean, who would have thought when you started putting out music that you'd end up working with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra reading children's books? Who would have thought that you'd be playing one of your first, is it six or how many albums yet now? Seven, is it?
Seven is about to come out in about just over 3 years, 3 months, sorry.
3 months. Is that your instrumental
yes.
album?
Yes, we rapped on it last week.
Oh, cool. I'm looking forward to that. I love instrumentals. Sometimes words can, it puts
get
another
it right.
layer there, but, instrumental music is cool. And then I hear there's something about a Joshua tree in the wings.
Yes, so... I've been writing these heavy songs the last couple of weeks leading up to Joshua Tree, which happens 4 days after our APO show next week. So we perform at Town Hall on the 13th, next Thursday, and then we leave on the Monday on the 17th to Joshua Tree, to Rancho de la Luna, where Queens of the Stone Age recorded my favorite album of all time. Songs for the Deaf, and a few others as well. Just going there. Same thing as what I'm doing on stage with the APO, going there to feel the wairua and get some creative spark flowing, hopefully, and see what comes out of that. And then we'll get back on the 30th, and 5 days later we're done in Christchurch with the Christchurch Orchestra as well.
Gee, not much time to go diving for Kenner.
No. Oh, well.
Oh.
I'll have to go after that.
Hey, I'm curious because obviously I'm familiar with U2's album, The Joshua Tree, but is it a tree or is it a place? What the hell is Joshua
it's
Tree?
Desert. It's a desert. And we're going there in the middle of summer. It's going to be in the 30s degrees, I think. It's going to be pretty sweaty. And I just had, I was lucky enough to meet Jason Momoa the other night. I done a little thing at their rap party for their show, Chief of War, on Saturday night. And he told me, I had never met him before, but he told me, I told him I was going over there, and he's got a ranch over there. and he said, this time of the year, you probably want to sleep during the day and work at night because it's so friggin' hot over there. So, we might have to go over there and be vampires. We'll see. We'll see how we go.
Well, I think you'd make a very good vampire too. Hey, congrats on how the trajectory that the Kopop is going. But big ups to you. I mean, standing in front and singing your own material with the Auckland Philharmonia and the corresponding orchestra down in Christchurch is a real once in a lifetime opportunity. But hopefully it goes well. You enjoy it, and you get more opportunities to. Pavarotticize the Troy Kingy brand.
Oh, I'd love that.
Good on you, man. All the best to you and your family, Troy. Great catching up with you again, mate.
Yeah, trust me. Thank you.
Thanks, Troy. Troy Kingy, longtime friend of the station, fabulous songwriter, and very humble guy. But just